This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Joining me today on the show is Mr. 315. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? I'm sorry. Eating. I'm not used to being. No, oatmeal.
He just choked up from all the dirt he was giving y'all behind in the behind the scenes edition.
A lot of dirt, baby. Between that and my job, oh, I got a lot of dirt in his brain. A lot of dirt.
A lot of dirt. All right. And of course, that's BBB to the left.
What's up? Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make your dreams come true.
We can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com.
Absolutely. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with...
The new ABC.
I think we missed it on the first segment. It's all good, man. We say it a ton. Like, y'all should be able to recite it.
That's right. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas.
Please.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, thank you. You know, call in to the show.
And we love following advertisements, too. If you got an ad, something you want to push, we'll follow y'all. We'll follow that. Please.
Absolutely. We got a great show today. We got local stuff we're going to talk about. Speed Street starts next week.
Mm-hmm. Friday, right? Is it Friday?
Is it Friday this week or next week? I thought it was next week.
Next week. Next, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, next Friday.
It starts Thursday next week.
Thursday, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to go over that. We got Dummies of the Week. But first, let's go into Charlotte Knights' schedule. Looking at their schedule, the standings, man, it's been rough. They lost a game yesterday 9-2 at home.
That's pitiful.
It is awful. They are actually 20-18 right now. They're two games over 500 finally.
I can't believe you said they're above 500.
They're above 500. They're four games out of first place. The Durham Bulls, who they're playing right now. Looking at the schedule, they have, like I said, yesterday they lost 9-2 to Durham. Monday and Tuesday they won against the Bulls, so that's huge wins. Tuesday, of course, was Spanish Heritage Night, Hispanic Heritage Night. They start a road trip tonight until Sunday against the Norfolk Tides. Then next week, we got the Syracuse team in.
Yeah, baby.
315. Tuesday night is Turnback Tuesdays. So it's celebrating 130 years of baseball in Charlotte. The next promotion will be Thursday, which is May 25th, Thirsty Thursday. $3 domestics, $1 small sodas at the game. And then, of course, Friday is fireworks against Buffalo next week. Then, of course, you know, you got Memorial Day weekend. I will not be at those games because I'll be in the mountains. There's a couple of specials that night. And then we got All-Americans Monday is Monday, which, of course, is Memorial Day. It's a 2:05 game on Memorial Day.
It's going to be hot as
dick out there.
I mean, the last two days has been 90s. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hot at the game. My wife went last night. She went in the box. So you get there, get to the box if you can.
This is a take a shower three times a day type weather.
Or stay in some AC or something, mm-hmm. Man.
Well, anyway, that's the week ahead for the Knights. You know, Makata's still killing it at the ballpark. They got some very young players you need to go watch if you can. It's a lot of fun to do, and the food's great. Moving on to the Carolina Panthers. The Titans and the Panthers agree
to hold two practices together leading up to the August 19th preseason game at Nissan Stadium.
Those, I love those joint practices because they always lead to fights.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
and
do.
If we remember correctly how much hatred there is between the Titans and Panthers from last year.
Year before.
They mad because we was dabbing on them. We going to be dabbing on them again in preseason. And the team practices, we going to be eating Mariota up. We going to be eating DeMarco Murray up. And they're going to be upset again and trying to fight because they can't play.
Yeah, that lady was very offended by Cam's dancing. Her and her daughter were very offended by the dab.
Don't dab. Don't dab on us.
I remember that email, that letter, and I was just, come on.
Check out my dab. I'm all for it, man. But look for a fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a fight. Absolutely.
You all for it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for it.
Those joint practices are dope because it's always going to end up in a – need some scrapping.
Not all of them, but especially when you put two teams together that hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
And these two teams do not like each other.
They haven't seen each other since.
No. So I know it's going to be some fight that game. Then we got the Panthers planning to limit Thomas Davis snaps this season in order to get Shaq Thompson more playing time.
They need to.
My boy Shaq. I know him personally, actually.
And TD is 33, man. Like, you got TD can't play 65 snaps a game anymore. He can probably play 45 snaps.
Yeah, give Shaq that burn.
And then you got Ben Bulware, too. So, you should be rotating four or five linebackers.
Well, and you'll probably be playing more nickel. So, two linebackers anyway,
You got to play nickel in today's league. And you got to have safeties and corners that can tackle.
And don't forget, you got a new defensive coordinator this year.
Oh, it's just – the guy that was the defensive backs coach, Steve Wilks, is going to be the same game plan. You're going to see the same Carolina Panthers out there defensively. So hopefully with more sacks and more quarterback pressures this year. That would be awesome.
Well, I know you definitely need that. We'll see if that happens. Moving on from the Panthers and that game, the NBA draft lottery. Let's save that. Let's save that for NBA section. Kemba Walker underwent minor knee surgery, expected to recover in 6 weeks.
Shoot. Get healthy. Doesn't matter. We're still going to maybe battle for an eighth seed with this 11th pick.
Great. At least, hope, as long as it doesn't affect that step back he has. He has like the best step back jump I've ever seen in my life.
You hear a lot of guys getting like these minor knee surgeries all season. John Wall had both his knees operated on last offseason. The NBA game is not meant to be played by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Hopefully he gets healthy. He gets back in time. No problems. I don't think there will be any issues. We'll see. Moving on to next week is the Coca-Cola 600. This weekend is the All-Star race on Saturday.
$1 million.
Yep. And Speed Street doesn't start until next Thursday. It used to be a week thing. Now, because of everything else, they moved it to a weekend.
It only needs to be a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't need a whole – I don't need 10 days of it.
You don't need 10 days? When you go 10 days, you can go out there to the and watch all the
– That's what happens when you see all these companies go out of the business because they oversaturate the market with product. You can't oversaturate the market. You got to keep the demand high so you can keep the supplies low. If you keep the supply low, you can always keep the demand high. And the same thing with Speed Street. Instead of having it for 10 days, oh, I got time. It's like 10, 11 days. God, it's 3 days. Like, you better get out there.
And I work uptown. I don't need that. And plus, they're having some of the concerts at the park.
Are they having it at the
park? A couple of the concerts, yeah.
The weekend was in town last night.
I didn't even know that. I was going to work last night. I was like, what are all these people? What's going on? I thought
he was at Spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Next week, Thursday, May 25th, DJ Jazzy Jeff in Lakeside. Who in the heck is Lakeside?
The greatest hip-hop DJ of all time.
I know who. I agree.
I have no idea who Lakeside is. All right.
Well, anyway, they're playing. He's playing. I like to go see DJ.
Lakeside might be one of Jeff's new artists, up and coming artists. I don't know. Right. You know, you can't get the Fresh Prince out here.
Yeah, nah. He threw him to the side like yesterday's news. Oh,
that was quick. No, absolutely. But Thursday, you got DJ Jazzy Jeff. Friday, you got Billy Currington and Granger Smith and Earl Dibbles Jr. Saturday, Jake Owen and the Cadillac 3.
And Leonard Skinner will be performing in the pit at the race. Like, it's a lot of stuff to do. Four stages this for the Coca-Cola 600 race. So
is
more
it
chances
for the Coca-Cola 600 just or for the All-Star?
Just for the Coca-Cola 600, it's going to be four stages. So more chances for drivers to earn points. And plus it's 600 miles. So it's like, damn, break it up.
Well, did you want to talk about the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend?
I mean, the All-Star race this weekend. Of course, you know, Regan Smith is driving for Eric Amarola after that wreck last weekend. Thank you, Joey Logano. Joey Logano, man, that guy's always doing some shit. All the time. Damn near killed Danica Patrick. But good luck, Regan Smith in the 43. It's going to be a lot of fun out there, man. They go hard. It's $1 million. Like, if you don't go hard for $1 million, I don't know what you're going to go hard for. Brad Keselowski, I think, won it last year, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Penske has strong cars. They've been a little snake-bitten recently. So, I don't know. I like to see one of the young drivers win. Let's see Kyle Larson win it. Martin Truex Jr. has been driving his ass off, too. So, I think he could win it as well. Let's go with the 78, because he won last weekend. The 78, or I think Gibbs Racing might pull one out this weekend. Go ahead, Toyota.
Watch Jimmy Iller this weekend or next.
Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
I want to see Earnhardt win the 600. Know how big that would be if Junior won the 600. That would be awesome. Like, race fans would go crazy. They really need Danica Patrick to win a race, but I think we're just asking too much there.
That's not going to happen.
Little Danica, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, I don't think, ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
And she's even admitted that her heart isn't even in the racing. If your heart's not in it and you're behind the wheel of one of these machines and you're not being aggressive to try to go win, more than likely you're going to end up in wrecks, which she ends up in, it seems like, every week.
That is very true. Moving on to other local, big thing coming up July 2nd at the Spectrum Center. Tickets went on sale for the Big League 3, the league, featuring AI, Richard Lewis, Kenyon Martin, Ice Cube Sleep. What are you about?
I'm so not looking forward to this.
You're not?
No.
I already bought my tickets. I'm sitting front row.
I'm not excited about this at all. Somebody's going to blow out a knee. Somebody is going to.
It is AI in a 3-on-3 tournament. I don't care if he's 50. I'm going to watch him play.
There's going to be a lot of ratchet folk out that these programs.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen some of the rosters? Some of the rosters?
The ratchetness level is going to go up a couple of notches.
It's going to reach a new level.
And when is it here?
July 2nd.
Yay, yay.
July 4th weekend.
I'm going to love it, though. It's going to be a lot of money in the town. A lot of cash in town.
He lives here, too, I think.
Yeah, AI has a house down here, so that's why.
Yeah, he lives here. Start here.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
That I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all aren't excited for the big. That's all the excitement y'all got for the big.
I'll be excited. Hey, if you have an extra front row, give me one. I'll be excited.
I don't know, man. It's just going to watch 40 plus year old guys hoop in half court.
Hell, can I play? I'm in that age bracket. Can I play?
I mean, they are some of my heroes from growing up and watching Raw. So
absolutely, me and AI have the same age and the same birth month. So, yeah, can I play?
Now, the one thing, I agree. I understand where you guys come from. It's going to probably be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Because you got to think, when is the last time a lot of these guys have been picked up a basketball? We don't know.
Hopefully they're practicing now. Yeah. They're doing
things. AI's not practicing. AI's not practicing.
No.
AI we know that. We know he's not right. Practicing.
So let's go over the teams. I want to mention these names. I don't know if you guys have heard. Some of these guys I ain't heard from in years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Three's company is AI, DeMar Johnson. Yeah.
DeMar Johnson? I heard he was. Okay.
Wow. Andre Owens, never.
Who was that?
I don't know. Mike Sweetney.
Georgetown.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like 400 pounds now.
He was big then.
He's Ruben bigger.
Patterson.
Oh, the Rudolph. Kobe Stopper.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Stopper's playing?
Oh,
I might have to go with AI.
The Kobe Stopper?
AI got nobody that can shoot so he can put up
all the shots.
AI going to drop 80.
AI going to be gutted.
The Killer Threes. You like this one.
Okay.
Chauncey Billups.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Big Shot.
Steven Jackson.
What?
Oh, Reggie Evans. Larry Hughes.
I've always liked Larry.
Brian though. Cook and the player coach, Charles Oakley.
Ooh. You know what? I don't even have to hear anybody else roster. That's the roster that's going to win right there. Jackson Billups.
You got the Rough Riders.
Yeah. Oh, Reggie Evans is going to snatch up rebound, and Larry Hughes. They got three pretty good scores.
And nobody's gone.
And Brian Cook is stretched the floor.
And nobody's trying that team.
No.
You better not.
No, you ain't trying that team. Charles Oakley? No.
Not with Charles. The coach is. That's coach going to be the one starting the fight.
AI.
When the coach is the toughest guy on the team. The coach.
AI is the player coach and captain for the
team. Yeah, I remember. But Chauncey? Oh, yeah.
The Tri-State. Jermaine O'Neal. Bonzi Wells.
Bonzi Wells.
Xavier Silas. Xavier Silas. Lee Nealon.
Mike Nealon. He played here. He played with the Hornets.
That's right.
Yep. He played here.
Mike James. And the coach is
Mike James.
Pistons, baby.
The coach is Dr. J.
Got a lot of rings up in there for my Pistons.
Julius Erving?
Yeah.
Julius Erving subjected himself to
The three-headed monsters, I think, are my favorites. Rashard Lewis is the captain. Jason Williams is the co-captain. Kwame Brown.
Which Jason Williams? White Chocolate?
White Chocolate.
Okay.
Eddie Baisden, Muhammad Abdul Rauf, and Gary Payton's the coach.
Oh, my boy GP.
Yeah.
Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
He's
like the closest thing I ever saw to Steph Curry.
But ain't he like 60 now?
He's like 41. He's like 41.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's like, 40. He's
like, I remember him playing in the 90s.
Remember he was the original Colin Kaepernick.
What was his name before?
Chris Jackson.
Remember he played at LSU?
He was a bad man.
He was a bad boy in the NBA.
Yeah.
I remember go on YouTube. There's a clip of him point by point when he gave 51 to John Stockton.
Yep.
But no, I like Chauncey Billups' team still.
Me too.
Man.
I still like Chauncey.
Because they have more scores than everybody else.
Yeah.
Kenya Martin's trilogy team. Kenya Martin, Al Harrington, Rashad McCants. Your boy from
Carolina. The snitch.
Yep. James White, Deion Glover, and the coach is Rick Mahorn.
Bad boys. Bad boys. We're everywhere, baby. Yeah. My Pistons are everywhere.
Now, this might be a scary team. The Ghost Ballers, Mike Bibby is the captain. Ricky Davis is co-captain. Mo Evans, Marcus Banks, Ivan Johnson, and George Gervin is the coach.
Man.
Yeah.
Chauncey's team got this thing sewn up in the half court.
Mr. Big Shot.
There's another good team out here, I think, that might give him a run for money. Ball Hogs, not this team. Brian Scalabrine, Red Mamba.
The White Mamba?
Yeah, White Mamba.
I'm going with his team.
Josh Childress from Wake Forest.
Come on, really?
Derek Byers. Rashiro Butler, who can still
shoot. You talking about Josh Childress from Stanford with the hair?
No, from
Randolph. No, you're talking about Randolph.
Oh, I'm talking about Randolph.
Yeah, you're thinking Randolph Childress.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my fault. Yes, from Stanford. Derek Byers, Rashiro Butler, who can still play.
He can shoot.
Dominic McGuire and Rick Barry's the coach. Then the last team is the Power. This is the team. Watch out for Corey McGetty is the captain. Okay. Katino Mobley is the co-captain.
Okay.
Jerome Williams, Deshaun Stevenson, who can still shoot.
Okay.
Mookie Norris also. And Clyde Drexler's the coach.
I don't know. I've seen Steven Jackson. He still looks like he's in great shape.
Yeah. Did you see him
Chauncey
on
Billups
yeah.
looks like he's in great shape.
Yep.
You say you're going to killer threes.
I'm going with those killer
threes. I'm going with them, too.
I trust guys that have won championships. Steven Jackson's won championships.
It looked like they can still play. You know what I mean? It looked like they can still play.
And they got dogs. Like, Reggie Evans is going
to
go grab
have
every
rough
freaking
riders.
And
from their coach
Oakley,
to their player.
Oakley's coach. I just – the thing with AI's team, man.
They have no scoring besides AI.
Yeah.
They're going to like the half-court Sixers.
Well, Mike Sweetney is a big guy. Ruben Harris is a big guy.
He has to be.
Those two's huge.
I got to see Mike Sweetney. I got to see how he's looking these
days.
Go
ahead and Google search him, Wikipedia him real fast. I bet you he like 400. 475. He might be my 600-pound life out here. My goodness, Mike Sweeney. No, it sounds like, I mean, they got a lot of legitimate players. So you're going to get some good pickup basketball, half-court basketball. So it'll be worth your money. It's definitely going to be better than that and one mess people were spending their money
on. Yeah, yeah. Is that still around? I mean, where's hot sauce these days?
Sizzle?
Where's he at these days?
I don't know.
Good Lord. Was it Mike Sweetney?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Is that recent?
See? That was his playing days.
That might be recent.
Yeah, that's recent right there. That's from TBT. That's the basketball
recent.
Tournament.
No, that's recent.
I knew I had seen him. Dude is 400.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude is 400 pounds.
Mike Sweetney.
Like, he's not playing that much. It's 3-on-3.
That's before and after.
But, it's 3-on-3. So, Billups, Jackson, Reggie Evans are going to be a tough three for any team to deal with. Unless you want to go Billups, Jackson, Larry Houston. Oh, my God. Goodness, if Larry Hughes still is in shape.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, man. That's Jackson 6'8", Larry Hughes 6'7", 6'8", Billups 6'3", 6'4".
Larry Hughes, people forget, Larry Hughes was a bad
Larry
man.
Larry Hughes could play. Larry Hughes could play.
Larry Hughes was straight, and he had a knee injury or something.
Mm-hmm.
End up in Cleveland. I thought he was going to be LeBron's help.
I think LeBron got him up out of there.
You got to go. You ain't cutting it.
I think LeBron had a hand in getting him the hell out of there.
Yeah, LeBron was done with that. But Hughes could play, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was. I thought he was going to be a star.
I thought he was, too.
Me, too. I did, too.
All right, let's go. Anyway, that's enough of 3-on-3. Y'all aren't excited. I am.
I'm excited now that you read the roster.
Yeah, now, now I'm a little bit more excited than I was.
Steven Jackson.
July 2nd?
July 2nd. I can't wait to see Steven Jackson and AI go at it.
Can you still get tickets?
Yeah.
You know they're still available.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still available. And they're not selling fast, which I told my wife. I was like, the reason I don't think they'll sell fast because it's Charlotte. All right? I mean, nobody's really – like the big cities like New York, L.A., people are going to buy tickets to go see it a lot.
Plus, it's Charlotte, July 2nd. Like, people are out of town because of Independence Day weekend. Yeah. Most people are at the beach doing something else. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great thought. It might not have been the best date for a southern city – deep in American tradition.
Well, you know? I think in the southern city, too, it's more college basketball is bigger than it would be that.
Because the Hornets have sucked so long, we're not used to having good professional basketball teams.
Right. So, you know. Anyway, let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. All right. Do you guys get any?
Yes. For this story, talking about Tom Brady is trying to be the ultimate GOAT over Michael Jordan playing the 45. Stop that nonsense. Tom Brady can never get that distinguishment because Tom Brady has two cheating scandals against his name. You can't call this man the ultimate GOAT and he has multiple cheating scandals against his name in the sport he plays. Michael Jordan has never had that. And Michael Jordan didn't lose in the finals ever. So stop. Get that story out of there. Don't ever bring it up again.
I got to disagree with you on one thing. It doesn't go to him because he doesn't have these cheating scandals to his name. It's a team sport.
Deflategate was Tom Brady.
That was not Tom Brady. Tom Brady never got
A-Rod. He was the one that ate the suspension.
Just like A-Rod's never been convicted of anything. You can't say Tom Brady's been convicted of anything.
A-Rod was convicted. He was suspended for 2 years.
I'm just saying, Tom Brady, the big thing, the reason I would never say he's better than Jordan, basketball is entirely different than football. Tom Brady doesn't play defense and offense. He can only influence one side of the game. Now, I agree. I don't think nobody's better than Jordan, in my opinion, ever, because he won six titles six times. No one's going to ever do that again. But Tom Brady, for football, I mean, dude, no matter what has happened off the field or what they think they have found, like Spygate. Come on, man.
They
seriously?
Had teams' footage of practices of plays
that they
were using
in the game. You still got to go on the field
and
stop them.
Hey, it's a lot easier to stop them when you recognize the formation and know what's probably going to come at you.
If you play enough football, you know what formation, you know what's going to happen on each play. Ask Luke Kuechly. He'll tell you that. because he does it every week. He's like, all right, they're running this play. Stop it. Now, I do agree it gives you more time to get ready. But Tom Brady has 5 Super Bowl championships, dude. Is he better than Michael Jordan? No, because basketball players influence different than football players. The same thing with baseball. They're different. It's more individual sport. So, but Tom Brady is never be up
there. I just want y'all to kill that article because that article is terrible.
I get it. I mean, you terrible. Write article. It's not terrible. It's it made terrible. You read it. Have you read it?
I don't need to read it. The ultimate goat over Michael. Well, he doesn't need to do anything because it's not going to happen.
If he gets the 7, he gets the 7 Super Bowl rings.
Does you not consider? No.
Will you? They in 2000. They did a ranking of all the greatest athletes of all time. Michael Jordan was number 1 in 2000. Where will you put Tom Brady in that list now?
Athletes?
Yes, of all time.
150?
No, you wouldn't.
He's not an athlete. Like, for quarterback, number 1. But athlete?
I mean, I'm talking about Jesse Owens, everybody.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put him in the top 10?
No. Like, physically, he's not an athlete.
He's not an athlete. No, physically. For the sport.
No, greatest quarterback ever, Tom Brady.
If you rank best players of all time today, back in 2000, they did a top 100 list. Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky was on it. All these guys were on it. And some of them, was not pure athlete. But you rank them where they belong. Where would you put Tom Brady?
I don't even know if he's in my top 10 because I got so many great athletes to choose from.
So you wouldn't put him top 10?
No.
Top 20?
Maybe in the top 20. It just depends on
what about you, Mr. 315? Top 10, top 20?
Top 20, maybe.
I'll put him top 10. I mean, I would because 5 Super Bowl rings, I got him. I still think Montana.
Like, I don't have any NFL players in my top 10 at all. Because, like you said, they only play one side of the ball.
No, you're right. They do it so they don't influence the way of basketball players like LeBron. Or would you put LeBron above Tom Brady?
Absolutely. No question.
Okay.
No question.
Mr. 315, you put him above him?
Put Tom Brady above who?
LeBron.
No.
I got LeBron.
I got LeBron over Tom Brady.
Way up there.
You got LeBron over Tom Brady.
I got LeBron.
The way LeBron's playing right now, he is climbing.
All right. Would you put Steph above Tom Brady?
Now, that's a tough one because Steph only has one title to his name, but Steph does play basketball.
Yeah.
All right.
I would put basketball players slightly above football players, especially, like you said, with football players don't play both sides of the ball. You know, that's kind of – but I always have probably a basketball player maybe above certain football players.
And, like, I can't leave out Serena Williams. Leave out Roger Federer. I can't leave out Tiger Woods. Those individual sports, these guys are out there by themselves having to do everything, having to figure out. You can't leave out Usain Bolt.
Put those people above football players.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got any more dummies?
Oh, that's it, man. That just article just irked me a little.
I get it. What you got?
Put Mr. my romper in a bunch.
Come on, we don't talk about male rompers later.
Romper.
You got anything?
Yeah, I had one for – did you guys see Mike Brown's press conference the other day?
I heard
when he said he was delayed because he got stopped by the police.
The thing – I don't want to say dummy of the week, but he was – but it kind of bothered me a little bit. He was laughing about that.
What if they would have shot you?
That could have went so bad.
Why would you say that?
What?
Why would he say I got stopped? Why was he joking?
It happened, but he was like laughing about it.
He was jovial about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good time.
Like, it was like a good – I mean, he said he was driving, and I think he said something about the Spurs were behind him with police escorts. And as he was coming off to go in through the gate to get to Oracle, he got stopped by a cop. And he kind of didn't take it seriously. He was going to try to run the cop over. He was joking about trying to run the cop over because he was in the Range Rover and the cop was on a motorcycle, I think. Next thing you know, there's 3 other cops surrounding him. And he's laughing about it. And he's like, I'm like, dude, that could have. Because the way he made it sound, he was just a black man to them. She showed him. the Golden State, low, hey, I work in this building. I damn near own this building because I'm a coach here. They didn't give a damn. They called back up. They called back. That whole situation could have went bad. And he's at the press conference laughing. And I thought I was the only one that kind of felt that way. Then I saw Shannon Sharp yesterday talk about it. Kind of said the same thing I'm saying now. When I saw it on YouTube, the comment section, everybody was like, that ain't funny. You know what I'm
He's
saying?
He's like, you real nonchalant about
this. He's real. If that was me, I'd be the person like, man, boy, I was scared for my life, y'all.
I broke out to a sweat.
He's like, he's a key in it. I'm like, what?
They were like, what's wrong with you? They thought I was hot. So I'm like, I'm just scared y'all are going to shoot me.
Yeah. He could have been shot. Because they called back up. It was like three more cops came.
Step out of your Range Rover. The second you go reaching down to try to open the door, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
Just opening the door.
And they didn't give a damn you work for the Warriors. They didn't give a damn.
You work for who? We don't know you. You're not Steve Kerr.
First of all, would you know
Kevin Durant?
Would you know Mike Brown when he walked down the street anywhere?
I mean, I'm a basketball fan.
Yeah, as a basketball fan, I would. As a basketball fan, I would.
Yeah, I would know him because he's been fired by LeBron. That's the only way.
Twice?
Yeah,
after twice. LeBron carried him to the finals.
Yeah, twice. But, yeah, no, that's crazy.
My thing was you just can't joke about that.
No, you can't.
That's nothing to joke about because there's so many other black men who are not around to tell that story.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah,
it was
uncool.
It wasn't cool. It wasn't cool at all that you're joking about that, man. Dude, I mean, I'd be scared as hell.
Yeah, nah, that would make you definitely, yeah. Man, that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been worse, man.
Speaking of things that were worse, LaVar Ball just continues with the comments that he's already saying that the Lakers will make the playoffs next season with his son on the team. Only if his son's on the team. Former Cowboys linebacker Rolando McClain arrested Friday in Alabama with drug and firearm charges booked on $2,000 bond.
He gonna be
come on McClain
sharing a room with Joseph Randle.
Him and Joseph Randle, man. Then the Celtics for wearing all black to Game 6 in D.C. versus the Wizards.
I mean, that's the trend now.
Oh my God, I'm so sick. No, it's not. The last team to do this was the Knicks. In Boston, actually, yeah,
No,
Washington did it.
Washington did the same thing this season. They've done the Celtics.
I didn't see anything about it.
I'm talking about regular season. Regular season, black. The Wizards wore black in Boston.
I didn't see it. That's in Boston. All right, both are you dummies? All right. Stop with this wearing all black to a funeral or something.
They were just wearing that
and both teams lost, too.
But, and the precursor to this next series that they happened to run up in.
I just can't. Like,
we're wearing black for our own.
Anyway,
funeral.
The one I remember is the Knicks were with Anthony J.R. Smith being the people that were really behind it.
Yeah.
I remember the year they did it. Come on, man. Y'all stop it. Anyway, that is all my dummies. When we come back, we will talk NBA playoffs. There's a lot of news there. We got Sunshine Players of the Week and LaVar Lance.
No OT tonight, baby.
That's right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.